From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has strongly condemned what he calls the barbarous Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Obama spoke by telephone Thursday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Both agreed that Russia and the Assad regime bear a special responsibility for stopping the fighting and letting humanitarian aid in. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier that the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia said it supports a 48-hour ceasefire, but not a longer truce proposed by the United States. Friday in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte linked himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals as one way to finish the problem.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter him.
Duterte, who asked the Senate for an extension on his war on drugs, previously said human rights investigations would not stop him from continuing to crack down. This is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader Shimon Peres, in which he called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth, and praised his tireless work.
Of course, we gather here in the knowledge that Shimon never saw his dream of peace fulfilled. The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
Obama said both the U.S. and Israel were built by stubborn idealists and struggling immigrants. He praised Peres for his dedication to trying to solve the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians.
The last of the founding generation is now gone. Shimon accomplished enough things in his life for 1,000 men. But he understood that it is better to live to the very end of his time on earth with a longing not for the past, but for the dreams that have not yet come true. An Israel that is secure in a just and lasting peace with its neighbors.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who's sitting in the front row, hailing his presence at the funeral as a gesture and a reminder of the unfinished business of peace. As tensions have increased in the Asia-Pacific, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in Hawaii to meet with 10 of his counterparts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. On the agenda, China still claims control of most of the South China Sea in defiance of an international tribunal ruling earlier this year. North Korea's continued attempts to launch ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, rather. Additionally, terrorism and other non-traditional threats will be discussed at the conference. Sudan's justice minister has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur that they've suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International reported on Thursday that since January, as many as 250 people, including many children, have died as a result of chemical attacks. The Netherlands Van Gogh Museum says that Italian police investigating organized crime have recovered two paintings by Dutch master Vincent van Gogh, stolen from the museum in 2002. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.